You're not depressed, you're distracted, by Facundo Cabral. You are not depressed, you are distracted. You believe that you've lost something, which is impossible because everything that you have was given to you. You didn't make a single hair on your head, so you cannot own anything. In addition, life does not subtract things. It liberates you from them. It makes you lighter so that you can fly higher and reach the fullness. From cradle to grave, it is a school, and that's why those predicaments that you call problems are lessons indeed. You lost nobody. The one who died is just going ahead, because we're all going there. Besides this, the best of him, her, his, her love is still in your heart. Who could say that Jesus is dead? There's not death, but only movement. And on the other side, there's some wonderful people waiting for you. Gandhi, Michelangelo, Whitman, St. Augustine, Mother Teresa, your grandmother and my mother, who believed that poverty is actually closer to what we call love, because money distracts us with too many things and makes us apprehensive and doubtful. Do only what you love and you will be happy. The one who can do what he or she loves is blessed and destined to have success, which will definitely come because what must come will come, but must come naturally. Do not do anything for obligation or commitment, but for love. Only then there will be fullness in your life. And with fullness, everything is possible, and possible without any effort, because what will move you will be the natural force of life, the same that raised me when the plane crashed with my wife and daughter, the same which kept me alive when my doctors predicted that I would only have 3 or 4 more months of life. Liberate yourself from the tremendous burden of guilt, responsibility, and vanity, and be ready to live each moment deeply as it should be. You're not depressed. You just need to be busy. Help the child who needs you, and that child will be your child's partner. Help old people, and young people will help you when you become old. In addition, service to others is an absolutely guaranteed happiness, as certain as enjoying and taking care of nature for those who will come tomorrow. Give without measure, and you will receive without measure.